today except for Jason Peters. And we hopefully we'll get JP back tomorrow or next day. But everybody will go, and then we get a monitor and see how they do going. But everybody's going to start out today. So.
How did Jason come off that?
He's made progress, stayed here all over the bye and got treatment and has made progress. So looks like he's moving around. So yeah, we'll see. He may do some little things today, but he won't be in drills like the other guys will be.
Is the trade deadline today? Are you expecting any players going in or going out?
No.
Chip, you've heard that Ken Wisenhunt was fired today. How challenging, is it a challenge at all to deal with the specter of that at this level of football? I mean, obviously, a lot you guys, you wouldn't have gotten to coach at this level if you hadn't had a lot of success before you got here. Mm-hmm. And then it gets to be really unforgiving once you're here. How does, as a coach, you deal with that, if you deal with it at all?
I don't think you deal with it. I think you just do your job every day the best you can and let it go from there. I mean, everybody understands what you're getting into in this league, so that's about it.
Okay.
How did the evaluation process go during the bye? What goes into that? What does it entail?
Just a lot of film watching on in all three phases. You know, staffs get together and break it down by situation, break it down by field position, break it down red zone, third down, coming out, four-minute offense. You know, same thing for Billy, short yardage. You know, what are we doing in the special teams aspect? So pretty it's very organized. It's been the same since I've been here. Take a lot of input from guys that have been at other places and got a lot of good work done.
What did you take from that review about your quarterback situation?
What's that?
What did you take from that review about your quarterback situation?
We feel very comfortable with our quarterback situation.
Do you get any, because of the time lapse, do you get any better insight into your, you know, what's right, what's wrong than you would if it was next week?
I mean, I think when you have more time, you get to study a little bit more tape of yourself. Usually each week it's you're on to your next opponent, but that's just the benefit. And everybody has a bye week, so everybody usually does the same thing. So.
How tough is it to make a trade in the middle of a season in the NFL when you got to acclimate a guy to every single aspect of the operation and 9 weeks left? Is it?
I don't know. We haven't had one since I've been here, so I couldn't give you an answer.
But I mean, is that part of the reason? Because it's a difficult thing to do to get a guy to play when he hasn't been part of this.
I don't know. We've never traded for anybody since I've been here during the season. So,
Hurts had five first down catches against Carolina. Mm-hmm. Are he and Sam starting to develop a little bit of chemistry as they play more together?
I don't know if it's just the chemistry with Sam. I just think Zach, I mean, we all have to remember, you know, had the core muscle injury and got cleared just the week of the first game. So I think he's starting to get healthier, which I think is the good thing. And I think he's starting to get more comfortable just with himself in terms of what he can do and what he can't do. So I hope it is a chemistry that those guys are developing, but I think a little bit is because of Zach just coming off of that that surgery that he had in August.
You know, with Matt Castle, obviously, 2 years ago with the Vikings, what kind of challenges does he pose to face that first season?
I mean, I don't know what – you can't go back to the Vikings game. It's an entirely different offense in terms of what they're doing. I think the one thing that stands out with him a little bit different is his ability to run, you know, and I think he had over 40 yards rushing this past Sunday in Sunday's game. So, you know, you got a guy who's in the not only is an accurate passer, is that when things break down, he can make things happen with his feet. So he's a little bit different than, you know, some of the other guys that we face. So you got to take that into account in terms of his. You know, they don't have any design runs. It's not like going against Cam, you know, where you're going to see zone read or you're going to see quarterback power or anything like that. But if guys are covered and you're in coverage and you got your back turned to the quarterback because you're in man coverage, there's ability for him to pull it down and run, which is, in some guys, that's not a big deal. In other guys, it is a big deal. And with him, we have to be real conscious of that.
How many games has Greg Hardy had to their defense?
He's had 3 sacks, you know, had an interception. He's forced a fumble, so he's obviously been very impactful in the 3 games that he's been back. So you got to know where he is. They line him up in multiple spots, but he's been very productive for him in the 3 games that he's been back.
You got to be aware of where he is at all times.
Yeah, very, very much so.
When you guys were doing your review over the break and everything, like, how much did you look at the running back situation, as, you know, with Ryan Matthews as opposed to, like, DeMarco Murray and, you know, how that
We looked at the totality of what we're doing offensively.
Yeah, but I mean, like, specifically as far as running backs are concerned, I mean, how much did you look at, like, what Ryan Matthews and DeMarco Murray were doing? And, you know,
we looked at everything.
How to go forward.
Yeah, and a lot of it depends on who's healthy and who's ready to go.
Yeah.
When you looked at your offense overall, what did you see? What do you need to get?
Missed opportunities. You know, too many drops. That's the first thing I think with everybody. We came out of there. We've dropped too many balls. We're probably, I think we're last in the league in drops. Or first in the league in drops, however you look at it. You know, a lot of things that could have extended drives for us and kept us on the field. Really affected our third down proficiency in terms of holding onto the football. And it's, we had to do a better job catching the football.
Is it just about catching? I mean, is part of drops, you were supposed to get the ball a millisecond before and you're waiting on the door, or it didn't.
I think we're critical in everybody, but we all feel there's, you know, it's not just get your hand out, but there's times when we've had drops that just hit us in the hands and we haven't caught the football.
What do you want to see out of the feeders out today and the uncertainty, I guess, the rest of the week with them? Will Tobin be the first choice there? Will Lane Johnson flip out the left tackle?
Whatever Stout wants to roll today. We have an hour practice. You know, we're going to roll through and not a real big deal in who's in there and who's not in there right today. So.
How will you guys manage your inside linebackers with all of them healthy now?
We'll see that they're healthy. I mean, their first day back out in the field is today, so we got 5 days of training to find out who takes to it, who doesn't take to it. Does someone pull up lame on Tuesday or someone pull up lame on Thursday's training session? So for us to have a plan today, it really doesn't make any sense. We'll just roll them through today. So
in games, who decides that? Is it Bill or is it Rick?
Rick handles the individual as we go through it, but we have packages during the week that we'll talk about with those guys to see who's available.
Is it nice, mentally to get a break during a season? You know, like, we get a vacation week or whatever, which I realized it wasn't like that for you because you're in here working, but is it nice to just get away from the game planning and just kind of take a step back? What is it like?
No, I'd actually rather keep training, to be honest with you. So I think it gets you out of your rhythm.
When you did your self-scouting, when you looked at the edge rush, were you happy with what you saw?
When I looked at what?
The edge rush on the defense.
I think we look at rush overall. We don't look at edge, inside push, or anything like that. It's a totality in terms of what we're doing. I think we're getting production from all those guys. I think our twist game is doing a good job for us, so we were happy with the whole rush, yeah.
I don't know if there's a parting message to the receivers about catching the ball. What do you want to see out of them in practice when they return this week? And is there anything that they
It's not anything we with? Haven't seen in practice. I think they've done a good job then. It's taking it from the drill to the practice session to the game is what we need to do. We need to take it over there, but because they've done a good job in training session. So,
getting back to the inside linebackers, I mean, is there a scenario where if Jordan Hicks stays healthy, he wouldn't be involved?
I don't look at it like that because, again, it's you can have a million different things. Two guys can roll their ankles tomorrow, and one of them could be Jordan, and he could be out. So we don't spend our time like that. It's just who's available when we get towards the end of the week, who's on the active roster that day, and then how are we going to distribute their snaps? And then none of that happens to us until we get to Saturday and we get through our training session. So,
what were your takeaways from evaluating Sam? And did you see him trending in?
I think Sam's done a nice job.
Anything further into that about what your takeaways were?
Done a good job. Nice job.
There's obviously more to it.
Yeah, and that's how I feel about it. I think Sam's done a good job.
Was there anything that you've seen him progress from week one in terms of getting better?
I think Sam has improved as the season's gone along. Yes.
Is Kiko going? Is he someone you need to manage over these next few weeks? Because that
I have no idea. We're going to see. We're going to manage him today, with all those guys. They're going to go out and they're going to run around, and then we'll get feedback from Sean and Chris Peduzzi in terms of how they handled the workload today, and do we increase the workload? Do we back off on the workload? Because they haven't been out there, so there's not any predetermined thing. They're going to go out and we'll see what they can do, and then we'll go from there.
So. How do you combat a guy like Sean Lee, who's had certainly success against you, but not only just you, every team in the league, seems like. I mean, as an offense, what do you do when you have a guy like that? I'm sure you have an excellent top of heading into the game.
Yeah, you got to know where he is at all times. You know, I think he's great at key and diagnosing plays. He's got a great instincts in terms of how to run and leverage to the football. He's a lot like Keekly in that manner. You know, you got to try to make sure you stick and glue on blocks at the second level. Sometimes we had people on him, but they didn't stick. You know, a lot of it comes down to the techniques and fundamentals of blocking people at the second level.
You've turned the running game around significantly over these last several weeks. What do you attribute that most to?
We've blocked better. Simple. We didn't block well at the beginning of the year. We're blocking better now, so.
Has Benny Curry's name come up in trade discussions?
No.
Why do you think you blocked better? What
techniques and fundamentals. It goes back to basics of the game. We weren't very sound fundamentally early in the year. We're better fundamentally now, and it's a technique game. So I think they were doing a better job blocking with technique and up front.
Did that have to do with training camp or anything specific? Because why that was happening?
I don't have the answer for that. I just know we're doing a better job of it right now.
Did your self-scouting process reveal anything about the slow starts that you guys might be able
to just apply. Inconsistency. And a lot of it goes back to drops. You know, we got to hold on to the football better. A lot of drives early in the Cowboys game, we catch those balls on third down. We're not off the field, you know. So hopefully we can clear that up.
Two more guys.
As far as the Dallas offense is concerned, the first game when you played them, they had Tony Romo, but not Dez Bryant. Mm-hmm. This game, we'll probably have Dez Bryant, but not Tony Romo. I mean, does that affect anything the way you prepare for
No, I mean, you know, with Dez out there, you know, we kind of had our game plan a lot around Jason Witten because Dez wasn't playing. Now you got two real weapons. He's obviously just getting back, but he's as talented a receiver as we're going to face. So you got to be aware of where he is at all times. And most of the time they're on opposite sides of the field, so it makes it difficult to double both of those guys.
What about the guy throwing it to him, which I guess Castle or Wheaton?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you prepare for that way? I mean,
well, there's going to be a quarterback in there, so you got to know where the receivers are. It's not because at quarterback X is in there, we don't have to cover Dez or we don't have to cover Witten. You know, I mean, you got to make sure you cover them all. But I think with Dez in there to add to Witten, you know, there's certain ways you got to kind of pick and choose in which way you're going to go with it. So.
Does the Cowboys line continue to slant against other teams?
Yeah, they do. Rod does the same thing against everybody. He's very consistent in what he does, and they do it very well. So. Thanks.